Okay, I'm starting with a Ha'or, which I've heard from my Rebbe. The goal, it's not, that's not the goal itself. The goal is the message I took out of it, which is really a separate issue. So he's speaking about the issue of Techocha. The mitzvah of Techocha, we find many times a person comes over and points out we're doing something wrong, and we find that difficult to accept. So he was once speaking to the Kerlel. I'm assuming that the reason, I don't remember the details anymore, I'm assuming the reason why he gave this introduction about Techocha, because he wanted to tell us something, right? So that was the assumption. So he starts off with the following Ha'ora. And he says, so, you person in the old days, when you would leave your lights on in your car, the lights would actually stay on. And the people would be nice enough to tell you that your lights are on. So you're sitting in the office, sitting in base matters, and the guy walks over and says, excuse me, your lights are on. He says, I've never had the scenario when I've done that, where somebody says, excuse me, it's not your business, mind your own business. Anyway, you leave your lights on also. Why are you better than me. Who do you think you are? Never happened. The person says, oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you pointing out that my lights are on, and I go outside and I turn off the lights. Right? So now I walk up to the guy and says, you know, I noticed you're not really davening with saying the words correctly. He says, excuse me, who are you telling me? Mind your own business. And I know you don't doubt us on us either. Like, you know, what's the difference? Why is it that when my light's in my car, I say thank you very much, and my davening or my learning or my mitzvahs or whatever it is or my midas, I get all upset. So he left it as a ha'ora. In other words, he felt it was not a good, you know, there's no good difference. And therefore, he then should introduce whatever the point of Techocha that he wanted to introduce. But I'm sitting there thinking and saying, you know, it's a good point. Why is it that we react to the lights in our car with a thank you and something else with not that? So I'm not giving most over here. I'm just thinking about why is that so? So I'm thinking, you know, why is that so? I shared a ha'ora which I heard from one of my chaverim back in yeshiva once. You know, we were sitting in Kerlel, of course. You know, so I can't say we used our time in Kerlel as best as we would have wanted to. Always could accomplish more. So we were sitting there. Maybe we were about 30 years old. And one guy says to me, you know, like, you know, he really needs to, you know, get more serious and learn more, etc. He says, you know, Rekiva did it when he was 40, so we can know we're 30. It's a Kabbalah Harvard, right? So he says, no, it's not a good comparison. I said, why not? He says, Rekiva was an Am Oretz. An Am Oretz midrash. He didn't know anything. So, but that was his life circumstance. He comes, he's 40 years old, and he doesn't know anything. So they put him in, they come into base matters, and they put him into the Aleph Beis Shir. He's not embarrassed. I mean, it wasn't his fault. There's no expectations. That's what he's supposed to know. He says, I'm going to go to the Aleph Beis Shir. And they say, excuse me, weren't you in yeshiva for the last 25 years? Why are you in the Aleph Beis Shir? There's an expectation. And expectations create embarrassment. So that's what I think the problem is. So I'm this person, which I'm a Sharma Shabbos Jew, and I learn. So why am I not davening better? There's an expectation. You should be davening better. So that's embarrassing. Right? The fact that my lights are on my car, there's no expectation issue with no embarrassment. Let's say it's the 17th time I left my lights out of my car, it'd be embarrassing already because there's an expectation. Aren't you more careful with your money? So then I would get upset when the guy starts pointing it out to me. As soon as there's an expectation, we should be doing better, we should be knowing more, we should be more careful, and we're not, and then somebody points it out, we get uncomfortable. So sometimes our biggest impediment to the world of Techocha and the world of Tshuva is that we take it, we come in with expectations. So that's, I think, the challenge, or one of the challenges. So I want to answer that with a mashal and a machshava. So the mashal I'm thinking of is, I have no background knowledge in art, and I have no ability in art, and I decided I want to learn something about art, and I want to take it. I go and I sign up, and they have this class at the locals, JCC, beginner art for beginners. No prior knowledge available, art for dummies, you want to call it, I get to know it. And I say, great, that's me, okay, art for dummies. So I go into the class, and the first thing the teacher says, anybody over here has any experience in art? So one guy raises his hand, says, you know, well, sir, I'm sorry, you're in the wrong class. There's another class down the hallway for people who have experience already. He says, okay, fine. He leaves the class. So he says, okay, now, everybody is here. We have 14 people left. He says, raise your hands. Who has any experience in art? Nobody has any experience in art. That's great. Therefore, now that we have no expectations, any question that you ask is not stupid. And any mistake that you make is fine, because there's no expectations. Okay? Simple Diesel has a fascinating Ha'orah. About the Sfarim, I think, is a little bit of a challenge, but by at least by Ashkenazim, we refer to a Talmud Chacham as a Talmud Chacham. Why do we refer to him as a Chacham? The Talmud Chachamim. So Ramesh Feinstein wasn't a Talmud Chacham, he was a Chacham. Right? So Simple Diesel has this Ha'orah. And he says that in Yiddish, a Chacham means a person who thinks he is a know-it-all. It's a derogatory term. He's a Chacham. A Chacham means the guy who thinks he knows too much. He has too high of an opinion of himself. A Talmud Chacham is a person saying, I'm a Talmud. I'm just a beginner. I'm just still learning. I don't know anything. I'm a Talmud. The Torah is infinite. And wherever you are in the continuum, you're still Ram or it's Gomer compared to infinity. As a matter of fact, the more you know, the more you realize how much you don't know. The more you do mitzvahs, the more you realize how much more there is to do. The more you become aware of things, the more you realize that mitzvahs are you take a guy, you see two guys in yeshiva, you have two guys in the world. One guy's a very nice guy. You talk to him, he says, you know what, I really need to work on myself and my mitzvahs, etc. The other guy is this really mean, cruel, callous, uncaring person. He says, no, I'm a nice guy. Right? What's the pshat? You know, he's so unaware of the issues that I'm fine. The other guy is aware of the issues. The more he becomes aware of them, the more he realizes how much he has to accomplish. So the more you know, the more you realize that you are way off. So you're a Talmud Chacham. You're not a Chacham. You're a Talmud Chacham. And that's okay. So it means the starting point for tshuva is we are starting with zero. While we're starting with zero, my growth process has to be a little bit more. I can do that. Rousseau Solantis has a fascinating Ha'orah. He says, the same way you look at a star, and there are stars which are gigantic. You know, the sun is considered like a medium to small size star. There are stars which are 1,000 times larger than the sun. But in the distant sky, they look very, very small. You take a telescope, and you see it a little bit bigger. You take a bigger telescope, a little bit here, you know. So you have your Hubbard telescope, you know, it's bigger. Okay, so how big is it now? It's about this big. Right, you know, okay, now we've had a big computer screen, it's the size of this room. I mean, that's 1 billionth of the size of the thing, if that much. It says Gehenna, I'm not talking about Gehenna thing, but Gehenna is overwhelming. And as much as we can create searing words of how terrible Gehenna is, that's the telescope seeing the star. The pain of Gehenna is so overwhelming, Yisrael Salanter says, that it's worthwhile a person should learn Musser his whole life, and 2 hours a day, that one time in his life he shouldn't do an Aveira. That's how terrible Gehenna is. Because we have no way, we have no telescope which can allow us to see how big Gehenna is. So Rousseau Salanter is saying, you know, what I'm asking for you is one time in your lifetime, be better. I could do that. If I say, well, come with the tshuva, there's an expectation. I'm a guy, I'm frum, and this is an expectation, I should be more careful, this whole list of things, I'm out of here. Yiyush. I can't do that. So what do? I shut down. The Yetzer Hara won. That's not the goal. The goal is that the beginning of the process of change. And that's all I'm asking for. I'm asking you to move from point A to point B. You've all heard the story of, you know, Rav Shach made his Kabbalah. His Kabbalah for the Yom Neroyim is he's going to Bechra and Bechra. What is accomplished? It'll be a little more Kabbalah. Will it be guaranteed more Kabbalah? No. Will it be a lot of more Kabbalah? No. He wasn't saying he was using the Rizal Siddur for benching. He said he's going to Bechra and Bechra. Right? Now, I remember when I was a Bacher, I heard this. I remember thinking to myself, like, how does it work? I went to Shiva Rav Kami and asked him, how does it work? I mentioned this before. How does it work? So we come to Yom Neroyim and they pull out the scales. They put on one side of the scale all the Mayavaris. And I have a lot of Mayavaris. I mean, I have a tremendous pile of Mayavaris. I probably don't know where of the Mayavaris that I have. Right? And on the other side, they say, okay, great. So we put, you know, a few mitzvahs and my benching for the year. My Kabbalah is, I'm going to Besher and Bencher. And that's supposed to outweigh this pile of Averas, which is from here up to the Shemai. How does it work? He says it works with down payments. We all live in the world of down payments. We have mortgages. You work with down payments. You buy a house. The house could cost $1 million. I put down $20,000 and I buy a house. And the rest is a mortgage. And you expect to pay it out over a period of time. 30-year mortgage. Versus, so no problem. I'll give you a 30-year mortgage. Give me a down payment. Give me a process. Give me a direction change. Give me a beginning of a process. How much? I'm asking you for a little bit, because that's not what you're ready to do. I have no expectations for my expectations. You're starting from zero, and I want you to go from zero to one. You're in the art class. You can make mistakes. You can make it, but you're in the art class. You're going to move from zero to one. That I can do. I can be more careful. How much? One day's worth. The second thought, which is, I'm not coming to Argon and Russ and Svi Finkel, but Daf Yomi, I think, is overwhelming. Think, okay, I you know, if a person is a thinking person, you know, so we don't usually don't think, that's a big mile, right? Okay, so I'm right now undertaking that for the next 7.5 years, no matter what, every single day I'm going to learn at least an hour or so of this Gemara. No matter where I am, no matter whether my wife's having a baby, my wife's having three babies, my wife's having 10 babies, whether I have 4 babies at home, I'm going to be learning that day. And I'm going to sit there and picture all the possible things that's going to happen over the next 7.5 years, and then I'm going to capital it right now. I have a plan, and I'm ready to do it. The fan says, okay, you got a plan. I don't know about you, but I'm out of here. I'm going to capital that, you know, today I'm going to learn a block. Today I'm going to learn an hour. And what about tomorrow? Tomorrow. I'll deal with tomorrow. Tomorrow. But I think about tomorrow. I have this plan how I'm going to deal with all the problems of the next 7.5 years. One, I would just shut down from the amount of the overwhelming thought process would just shut me down. I would just, like, you know, shut down and go read a book, you know, at best, go to sleep or something like that. The person says, you know, okay, I'm going to be macabre right now for the next 365 days. For 24 hours a day, I'm going to be careful with Lashon Hara. No matter what circumstance, no matter how much a person be, whether I'm going to lose my job, I'm ready to do it. I don't know about you. I'm in the cowboy for the next hour. I'll be careful with Lashon Hara. I can do that. But the answer is, that's tshuva. You have all this Lashon Hara. You got to do real tshuva. You got to, like, commit. You know, otherwise, it's worthless. That's what he sort of tells you. So, okay. And of course, he knows that I can't do that, so I just shut down. So the answer to the Torah is, no, I'm not talking about, you know, you're expecting me to be the big tzaddik, and, you know, a big tzaddik could do this. I'm not a big tzaddik. I'm the guy with zero. I'm the guy, I'm a Talmud Chacham. I'm a Talmud. I'm just starting. So starting, okay, you know what? Expectations are small. Start with it. Today, for an hour, I'll be here. Tomorrow, I'll be here about tomorrow. I think that the Yetzer Hara makes us, you know, it's a frumi Yetzer Hara. He comes in other directions. It's okay. You're going to have to be so careful with this, and it's so important. And he pulls up all the chazals of how important it is, and how much kehanim you get for it, and how terrible it is, and how your tefillos aren't niskabel, and you basically all of those chavos kinds you never remember. All of a sudden, you start remembering. And you know, one hour I'm not going to. It's worthless. You know, forget it. Masim lepi, 1 hour a day. This guy says 1 hour a day. You know what that means? 1 hour a day. You know, Ben Esmanim, you know, who you're going to see, your friends, they always talk to Lashon Hara, and they're going to start being frumah, they're going to look like you're strange, you know. He has all the stories. He says, you know what, let's worry about today. Today, I'm ready to change. Tomorrow, I'm ready to think about tomorrow. Day-tight compartments. That's how you get through 7.5 years of Daf Yomi. You don't get through 7.5 years of Daf Yomi starting all of it. I remember Kabbal, all of it right now, one moment. It's overwhelming. Who says this? Ben Yonah says this. He has a sefer called Sod HaTshuva. Some people have the years as Yisod HaTshuva. Either it means the secret of tshuva or the foundation of tshuva. He says, the avoda is, forget about yesterday. Forget about tomorrow. Today I'm going to try and do the best as I can today. That's the secret of tshuva. The secret of tshuva isn't, I'm going to, for now on the rest of my life, you know, it's always when you make the Kabbalah. I mean, like Rama says, you need the Medela, you did Talumois, he'll never go back to this Kisloid. I say, forget it, I don't know about you, but I'm out. I can't commit that. I can't commit that the Rambam's promise is, well, for the rest of your life, you'll never do this again. You know, I'm happy I should be able to the rest of the day, I shouldn't do it again. Venus says, fine, one day at a time. Just forget about you, Avrayan, you're coming to the tshuva. And look at the pile of areas. No, that was yesterday. I'm a new person today. Forget about yesterday. Tomorrow! It's tomorrow. Right now, I'm living. The Bresovers have it in a song, right? Right. Over Ayin, Sira Dayin, Vahoibis Karev Ayin. You know, it's like, what's the big problem? With Dayim and Ayin. Whatever was past is past. The future's not here, right? So what do we worry about that? The Hoib is one moment. So what's the big problem? I need to deal with this problem, right, this moment now. That's all I need to do with. The problem is our minds don't work like that. Our minds, if you think, whenever your minds wander, what do your minds wander to? The good times of the past, or the problems of the past, the worries about the future. The guy's mind wanders, okay, I wonder, like, right now, what am I supposed to be doing? Now, that's like, nobody ever wanders. Your mind doesn't wander to that moment, to the Hoib. Because that's life, that's reality. We don't like living in reality. The only thing which is real is this moment. That's all I have to do, and all I have to do is to do this moment right. I don't have to worry about the future, I don't have to worry about the past. So our minds, because our minds live in the world of not reality, of Dimyon, either they're in the past or in the future, not in the Hoib. So Tshuva is to live in the Hoib. And that thing that Pshat in the Chazal says about Toyus, what's the lesson of the Pasuk? It's a medrash in Parashas Bereishis. Bereishis says Bereishis says he's worried now that Adam is going to do eat from the eitz chayim. So he says to Ba'ato. So Chazal say ain't not toil a tshuva. Now is tshuva. Shneur says Va'ato yisod Moshe Machach Hashem Mokim Liyira. Va'ato means now, living in the now, not worrying about the past, not worrying about the future, just dealing with the now. That's tshuva. The present tshuva is the now, not the future, not the past. So all of the plans, all the things that obviously we want to try to have a goal, an idea, but to try and, you know, think about all of that and make those commitments, when it starts becoming overwhelming, the answer is, you know what, don't worry about that. Worry about them now. Because the expectation is, I'm okay, I'm a zero. And for a zero guy, a one is a tremendous mark. Going from zero to one, it's zero times anything is zero. I went from zero to one, I went past infinity. That's a tremendous accomplishment going from zero to one. And that's all we're asked to do is from zero to one. Okay. Really?